The left and Democrats want to get Trump killed. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again. It's further evidenced in Comey's death threat to President Trump. First up, James Comey, the worst FBI director in American history, and that's saying something. Corrupt, criminal, treacherous, has just been caught effectively threatening the life of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And what happened is he posted online the following picture, 8647. Let's go to, and he says he just happened to run across that on the beach. So we're all supposed to believe that he just magically ran into this phrase, 8647. And if you don't know what it means kill President Trump. I know there are other definitions of 86 that defenders of Comey have suggested, but in that context, it doesn't matter. It's the word, literally, is 8647 means kill the president. When you 86 someone in this context, you mean to kill them. And do I think he just ran across this on the beach and posted a photo? No, I don't. I think he knew what he was doing. And here's what his reaction was, suggesting that he knew he had done something wrong. I posted earlier a picture of some shells I saw today on a beach walk, which I assumed were a political message. I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. Some folks, it is associated with violence. It never occurred to me that I oppose violence of any kind, so I took the post down. And since then, he's deleted his entire Instagram account. I don't believe his account. He makes it seem like he just ran across this number while walking down the beach. Do you believe it? I don't. It's like some episode of Lost. You walk down the beach and there's some message written with seashells. Who is he fooling? Not me. And nor, it looks like, is he fooling President Trump or key members of the Trump administration. Let's go to that video of President Trump responding to Comey's death threat.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard because people like me and they like what's happening with our country. Our country has become respected again and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he wasn't calling for violence.
But look, he's a very bad.
What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this. I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that, if he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency. But I'm going to let them make that decision.
Well, President Trump, per usual, was right on target there. Of course, Comey knew. He knew better. He ain't fooling anyone. And in my view, it should be just a matter of when he's prosecuted, not if he's prosecuted. Tulsi Gabbard seems to share my same concerns. Let's go to the video of Tulsi, number 20.
Like him, who issued direct threats against the President of the United States, essentially issuing a call to assassinate him, must be held accountable under the law.
Do you believe Comey should be in jail?
I do. Any other person with the position of influence that he has, people who take very seriously what a guy of his stature, his experience, and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
The left and Democrats want to get Trump killed. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again. It's further evidenced in Comey's death threat to President Trump. Quite obviously a death threat. Remember, Benny Thompson, the senior official, senior Democrat leader in the House, offered a piece of legislation to deny President Trump Secret Service protection if he was, quote, convicted by one of their lawless judges in their kangaroo court proceedings, with the thinking that he would go to Rikers without Secret Service protection, which would be a death sentence. The Biden administration deprived him of Secret Service protection, adequate Secret Service protection, restricting his activities and leading to not one but two near-death experiences by the president. And we're supposed to believe that this leading anti-Trump activist, James Comey, who had it in for Trump from the get-go, just innocently posted this? I don't buy it. And maybe he has a defense, but my view is he should tell it to the jury. And we've been investigating Comey for years. And one of the outrages of what happened to Trump is that Comey was never prosecuted for the abuses of him, of his targeting Trump, where he literally personally spied on him as he's coming into office, authorized interference and operations against the president, and previous to that, his campaign, in ways never seen before in American history. He stole and leaked President Trump's FBI files. And Bill Barr, the attorney general for President Trump, didn't bother to prosecute him. Outrageous. And I had a little video on this. I think it was the 2019 video. Let's go to that.
Comey was spying on Trump. The reason he was writing the memos was to create a record so that he could destroy him. I'm paraphrasing, admittedly, but that's pretty clear what was going on. This report confirms they went in to confront him with that ambush interview because they were trying to make a case against him. You had the FBI director under Obama playing spy. We're talking about spying on the Trump campaign, spying on President-elect Trump, spying on President Trump. Comey was the chief spy, and he was designated as such by Barack Obama because they met about this very issue a day or two before in the Oval Office with Barack Obama, Biden, Susan Rice, all the king's horses, all the king's men in there. And Comey was the go-to guy.
That's right. I'm getting mad watching me from several years ago. I may not play videos from that long ago. It's disturbing how much older I've gotten since then. But we don't forget here at Judicial Watch about this corruption. And so when you're considering whether Comey's, quote, innocent, as President Trump says, he's not an innocent guy. He's a dirty cop, and him threatening Trump's life is not only perfectly consistent for his behavior, but of the Democratic left generally in recent years, where they've embraced violence and the threat of violence in order to achieve their results. And as I noted in that previous video, it's not just Comey. It was the whole gang that targeted Trump. And they all knew, and particularly Comey knew, that there was never any basis, as I highlighted in this major speech to CPAC a few years ago.
Judicial Watch protected Trump and our republic from the worst corruption scandal in American history by exposing the FISA abuse, the Comey corruption, and the seditious conspiracy against Trump by the FBI and DOJ. Obama knew, Clinton knew, Comey knew, Biden knew, Brennan knew, McCabe knew, Strzok knew, Clapper knew, Schiff knew, the FBI knew, the DOJ knew, the CIA knew, the State Department knew. They all knew Trump was innocent, but they smeared and spied on him anyway. Worse than Watergate. Trump is a crime victim. Let's remember that.
And he's a crime victim again as a result of this gang, specifically Comey's death threat against him, a threat issued while he was overseas, increasing the risk. And again, elevating through his Instagram account, you know, Comey's on TV, he's a public figure. So it wasn't like some guy in the far off, never never reaches of the internet posted a threat. He's a serious public figure. Now, I don't take him seriously, but this corrupt city does too often. And he abused and seemingly violated the law to put the president's life at risk. Now, our friend Susan Crabtree reported online, Twitter the other day, or on X, that for threats such as this, the Secret Service normally just goes immediately to the person who made the threat. They don't wait days to pursue online threats made against the President of the United States. So my guess is that Comey's already been interviewed, or he's about to be interviewed, like not 3 days from now, but, you know, if not this evening, but over the weekend. And so the question is there going to be a prosecution as a result of that interview and the evidence gathered by the Secret Service or the FBI, understanding the FBI is providing some backup support? And as President Trump noted, that he didn't want to say anything because it's Pam Bondi's decision. And, you know, in the way things have worked in Washington, D.C. before, too often it is Pam Bondi's decision. The United States Attorney General, as appropriate, makes prosecutorial decisions of this nature. But that's purely at the discretion of the President of the United States, who is chief prosecutor. And I said it once, and I'll say it again, if I were President Trump, I would direct the prosecution of these gangsters in government that abused him. And in the case of James Comey, the FBI director, he had to fire because of his corruption and abuse. He's president. He's prosecutor in chief. He can direct the prosecution of James Comey right now. Now, he may not choose to exercise it for fear of causing a political fight over that or for some practical reasons. But he does have that power. And my thinking is he should exercise it forcefully, especially in matters like this. His life is on the line. His Secret Service agents around him, death threats, they could get killed as well. Citizens around him could get killed as well. We saw that with the assassination in Butler, the assassination attempt. An innocent American was murdered that day as well. People injured. So this isn't just about President Trump. It's about other innocents in the vicinity of a president during an assassination attempt. And so I would just get on the horn and tell Attorney General Bondi, if I were President Trump, prosecute him. I'm directing you as president. If you don't want to do it, I'll find someone else. Now, my guess is, in these circumstances, Pam Bondi's going to do it. Pam Bondi's going to do it. But you never know, right? And so, President Trump, the best way to ensure that something is done in many cases is to do it yourself, right? And he can do it literally himself by ordering the prosecution. And this kind of raises the bigger question of the Justice Department and the FBI. Who runs the show there? And I highlighted last week, and it bears repeating, that we need to really put those agencies under the microscope. You know, James Comey is a perfect example. He was director of the FBI and ran the agency like some sort of Stasi against the political enemies of the deep state, working hand in glove with the Obama gang and essentially partnering with the Hillary Clinton campaign to target Trump. Now, I haven't seen any move by the new leadership of the FBI, Kash Patel, who I consider to be a friend, Dan Bongino, to curtail the FBI's powers in the sense of defanging the FBI, laying people off in mass numbers like is happening at USAID and the Department of Education. If I were director of the FBI or I were president, I would direct the FBI director to essentially make the FBI, in terms of if indeed there is a statutory minimum for the FBI to operate, I would say to Kash Patel, let's get down to that. because there's nothing the FBI is doing that can't be handled by another federal agency in terms of law enforcement or, frankly, even counterintelligence if necessary. And the same goes with the Justice Department to a lesser extent, because there may be some more statutory bases for allowing some more people to work at the Justice Department. And the other issue is, who investigates the FBI over these abuses I've talked about? The targeting of Trump under the Biden administration, Justice Department and the FBI. Who investigates the investigators? I don't think they can do it themselves. And so the president should stand up a separate entity, funded with Justice Department dollars, but reporting to him in the White House, appoint a prosecutor that reports to him directly, partners with Attorney General Bondi as the prosecutor deems fit, and just prosecute, investigate, call grand juries. And the president, as the chief prosecutor, or the prosecutor-in-chief, as I call him, he can decide in the end what to prosecute and what not to prosecute. He can even suggest areas of investigation. And actually, more than suggest, direct areas to be investigated as it relates to the criminality of the weaponization by the Obama-Biden-Clinton gang against him. And think of all the other things that need to be investigated. The issue of the invasion. Who's responsible for that? The issue of censorship of Americans, who's responsible for that? The Biden criminality, the Biden crime family, what's the Justice Department doing on that? I would just charge as if those pardons didn't exist because I think they're null and void. Let them raise them as defenses and argue that they're null and void. You can't issue a pardon to someone for no crimes going back 10 years. That's not a pardon. It doesn't mean anything. And this is the sort of thing that a president can get done, and it would be very difficult that for Pam Bondi to get done or, frankly, Kash Patel to get done. I don't trust the FBI to investigate the FBI. I just don't. And I don't trust the Justice Department to investigate the Justice Department. I could have a half a dozen friends in both agencies. It doesn't matter. It's the institutions that are corrupted. And I don't think the American people trust them either. I mean, they're stonewalling on document after document in response to our FOIA request still. There's no significant criminal investigation, as best I can tell, of the lawfare against Trump and other innocent Americans. Time's a wasting. Time's a wasting. Of course, Congress is completely AWOL on this. So the FBI should be effectively shut down. At least my personal view is that. Others may have different views. I recognize that. But I don't trust them as far as I could throw them. Same goes for the IRS. IRS has been abused time and time again to target Americans. That's reason alone to shut it down. And these are this is the kind of thought process and thinking and leadership, you know, if I do say so myself, leadership necessary to protect the republic. We've developed these deep state agencies, these administrative agencies in the at the federal level, whose goal, among other things, is to be ready, willing, and often able to target Americans on the basis of their political beliefs. Third world tyrannical activity. And if someone's using a gun repeatedly against you, and the gun being the IRS or the FBI or other agencies, you take the gun away. Now, does it mean they're going to stop their criminality? I'm not naive. But let's take the weapons out of the hands of the toddlers who are running the deep state. And that's a charitable interpretation of their behavior. This is the communist approach to governance. Jail and kill your enemies. and Comey is a malicious example of it. Really is.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.